New York State just released an 800-page list of proposed projects to be funded under the Recovery Act. It says it's up to local planning organizations to winnow down the lists. But meanwhile, New Jersey has already settled on its economic stimulus projects. Joining us to discuss what's going on with the stimulus bill in our area is WNYC's Andrea Bernstein. Hello, Andrea.
Good afternoon.
So what's on the list?
Well, what isn't on the list? There's the Strand Theater in Clinton County. There's lots of parking lots. There's lots of bridge painting projects. There's libraries. There's everything that people request. Now, not all of these projects are eligible, but it's a very large, fine print, comprehensive look of what might get built in New York State.
Some of these sound really tiny. A bridge painting? No grand dam being built in the high, something like that?
I mean, it's not like, you sort of want to be able to point to something to tell our grandchildren, this is what we built with your money. But in fact, I was speaking with an assistant deputy secretary at the Federal Department of Transportation today, and she said, in fact, the stimulus project is encouraging spending on what she called the B lists because the big projects aren't ready quickly enough.
So part of what the stimulus money does is it lets you go to some of those projects on the other list that can produce jobs and action much faster. And that's a little bit of what's happening here.
So we've got a list that includes everything but the kitchen sink. How will New York decide from 800 pages of projects which ones to invest in?
And the $4 billion question. I was at a conference last week with the state stimulus czar, came to speak to one of the local planning organizations. This one is called NMTC, the New York Metropolitan Transportation Planning Council. It's one of 13 MPOs. I know, it just makes you, want to go eat some alphabet soup right now. But this is how the process is happening in New York. These MPOs are putting together their wish lists and they're sending them up to the state. And most of what we see represented on the list is that, the planning organization's request list. And afterwards, another reporter from Newsday and I were saying to Tim Gilchrist, the stimulus czar, okay, so you have all of these projects. What are you going to do? How are you going to winnow it down and say what's on, what's off? And he said to us, it's not a mysterious process.
It's not a mysterious process. Then they go through and finish the design, prepare the bid documents, and come to us with and said, okay, it meets all of the federal requirements for us to go out and advertise for bids. Then I'll get certified.
But what if NMTC says we have $20 billion that meet all the criterion? Then what?
Then we'll say prioritize.
But they're still prioritizing and trying to figure this out, and New Jersey has already decided on its projects.
That's right. That's because New York has chosen a process, which they are saying is a decades-old process of making sure planning decisions don't just happen in Albany. So you have these 13 metropolitan planning organizations, which are, have local elected officials and other local planning organizations on them. And by contrast, New Jersey is a much more centralized process. So I was speaking to the New Jersey DOT commissioner yesterday, Steve Diltz. He's the one making the decision. He said, well, we knew this was coming. We checked in with the MPOs. We made the list, and we're going to get the money out the door.
We realized that we could obligate all of that in 120 days. And we thought that the spirit of stimulus was such that we should try to do that. If we could achieve it, we wouldn't take 365 days to get work out the door. We should do it now.
So the Federal Department of Transportation told me today their money is out the door. That means it's in the states. But because New Jersey is so far ahead, it's going to be bidding out some of these big projects. New York is only ready to start bidding some much smaller projects upstate.
Very briefly, Andrea, my understanding is that the economic stimulus was supposed to be just that, rapid, shovel-ready projects, and New Jersey seems to have followed that thinking, and New York has not.
Well, now we know there's gradations in the interpretation of shovel-ready. And by the way, we'll have both of these lists posted on WNYC.org, and this is part of our Shovel Watch project where we're keeping an eye on the stimulus.
WNYC's Andrea Bernstein, thank you so much.
Thank you.